Sri Lalita Madhava, Act 1, Sayam Utsava, An Evening Festival, Scene 1. Purnamasi enters. Purnamasi speaks. She repeats text 23 of the introduction and then says, Child Gargi, listen. As we drink the nectar of the overflowing celestial Ganges of Radha's moonlike smile, touching the wave-filled Yamuna of Krishna's sidelong glance at the Triveni of their rendezvous, a flood of pleasant coolness licks away our sufferings and pleases our hearts. Crossing over the seven worlds, now we stand above them all. Gargi speaks, O noble lady, you yourself arranged Radha's marriage with Abhimanyu. Why would she desire to meet with Krishna? Purnamasi speaking, Daughter, this marriage is an illusion of Maya. How could the Vajayanti garland of Sri Radha, which was strung with Brahma's sweet nectar and Mount Vindhya's austerity flowers, be placed in the hands of an ordinary man? The word Pritakjana, an ordinary man, may also be interpreted to mean anyone other than Krishna. Gargi speaks, What is this sweet nectar? Purnamasi speaking, It is Brahma's words. O Mount Vindhya, to fulfill your desire, you will have two daughters that will give you a son-in-law who will defeat Lord Shiva and whose virtues will fill the world with wonder. Gargi speaks, Why did Mount Vindhya desire a daughter and not a son? Purnamasi speaks, He had become the rival of King Himalaya, who is the father of Gauri and very proud of the opulence of his son-in-law Lord Shiva. Gargi speaking, He could not tolerate the glory of his own family. In ancient times he tried to defeat Mount Meru. He could not rise again after he bowed down to offer respects to Agastya Muni. Note, Mount Vindhya grew taller and taller until he challenged even his relative Mount Meru. Agastya Muni visited Mount Vindhya. The mountain bowed down to offer respects. Agastya asked Mount Vindhya to remain in that position until he returned. Agastya never returned and Vindhya could not raise his head again. In this way, Mount Vindhya's pride was humbled. Purnamasi speaking, Yes, the intelligent are like that. Gargi, How did Radha go from Mount Vindhya to Gokul? Purnamasi speaks, She was taken by Putana, the kidnapper of children. Gargi with fear, Witches that steal children generally eat their victims. This girl is very fortunate to be saved. Purnamasi, O daughter, Kamsa ordered her to kill any extraordinary small boys and kidnap any small girls. Gargi speaking, Why did the king ask her to do those two things? Purnamasi speaks, He was pushed by the words of Devaki's demigoddess daughter. Gargi asks, What were those words? Purnamasi replies, She said to Kamsa, That same person who in your previous birth severed your head with a chakra raised in battle, the same person who the sages know is he whose two lotus feet are worshipped by the demigods, the same person who pleases his loving devotees by showering them with oceans of the nectar of bliss, the same person who is the root from which the universe has sprouted, has now appeared in this world at the time of the moon's rising. She said, Today or the day after, eight sublimely sweet Sakis will appear on this earth. Two sisters who are like great palaces of beautiful transcendental qualities will also appear. When he defeats Shiva, Lord Krishna, the King of Kings, will accept the hand of both the girls in marriage. Gargi asks, What happened to the second sister? Purnamasi replies, When Vindhya's chief priest chanted a demon-killing mantra, Putana's heart became struck with fear. As she was hastily flying over Vidarbha province, the first of her victims dropped from her and fell into a river's current. Gargi says, My father, Sandipani Muni, is omniscient. Why then, has he said, that as a result of a benediction granted by Durvasa Muni, Srimati Radharani appeared from King Bishwabhanu's chest. Purnamasi says, requested by Brahma, Lord Hari's Yogamaya potency removed these two infant girls from the wombs of the wives of Chandrabhanu and Vishwabhanu and placed them in the womb of Vinja's wife. Gargi with astonishment asks, did the two fathers know what happened? Purnamasi replies, certainly they understood. Why would Durvasa Muni not help them? Gargi asks, how do you know all this? Purnamasi replies, I learned this by the mercy of my spiritual masters, that is Narada's instructions, which have also made me attached to Radha. Gargi asks, is it true that when the witch Putana was killed, you took Radha from her lap? Purnamasi replies, I took not only Radha, but five other girls also. Gargi asks, who were they? Purnamasi replies, they were 1. Radha's moon-faced friend Lalita, 2. Chandravali's beautiful friend Padma, 3. Bhadra, who acts auspiciously, 4. Auspicious Saibya, and 5. Splendid and cheerful Shyam. Gargi asks, how were these girls placed among the gopis? Purnamasi replies, swiftly and secretly I gave these 5 infant girls to 5 gopis in different parts of Vrindavan. In a secret place I happily gave virtuous Radha to Yashoda's nurse Mukura and said, O elderly one, here is your son-in-law Vishwabhanu's daughter. Gargi says, this must be the way Radha's second close friend Vishakha appeared in Gokula, Vrindavan. Purnamasi replies, no, no, Jatila found her floating in the Yamuna. Gargi says, I did not know that. Who found the Vinja's first daughter as she was floating in the river's current? Purnamasi replies, Bhishmaka. Gargi says, alas, the cruelty of fate, who has separated these two sisters? Purnamasi says, my daughter Fate then reunited them. In this way, Fate's mercy may be seen. Gargi asks, how did that happen? Purnamasi replies, Chandravali was the granddaughter of Karala. Jambavan, who lived in the caves of Govardhan Hill in the Vindhya Hills, kidnapped the 5-year-old Chandravali and forcibly took her from Kundina City. He did this on the orders of the goddess Durga, who was staying there in the Vindhya Hills. Note, this goddess Durga is the daughter of Yashoda. After Maharaj Vasudeva brought her back to Mathura and after King Kamsa unsuccessfully tried to kill her, she escaped to the Vindhya Hills. Gargi, speaking aside, I have heard from my father's mouth that although the gopis headed by Chandrabhanu's daughter Chandravali and the Dwarka queens headed by Bhishmaka's daughter Rukmini are expansions of the same spiritual potency, nevertheless their forms are separate and distinct. Now it is said that with the aid of the Yogamaya potency, each gopi is identical with a specific queen, and each pair of gopi and queen is a single person in a single form. It must be so. Later I shall perhaps understand it. How can I understand now all of these confidential matters? Openly speaking, it is not that the Yogamaya potency forcibly prevented the marriage of Govardhan and the other gopas with Chandravali and the other gopis. Purnamasi says, yes. The gopas simply thought that these girls were their wives. In fact, they never even saw each other. Gargi says, then it is not at all surprising that these 8 girls have such deep love for Lord Krishna. Purnamasi states, what to speak of these 8 girls? What doe-eyed girl in Gokula did not love Lord Krishna? Gargi says, you say the truth. More than 16,100 girls in Gokula are now deeply in love with Lord Krishna. 5 gopis headed by Chandravali regularly meet together and worship the goddess Durga, chanting the mantra, O Kachyani Durga, O Maha Maya illusory potency, O mystic yogini, O queen of this world, O goddess, please make Nanda Gopa's son Krishna my husband. I offer my respectful obeisances to you. Purnamasi says, Garga Muni told the gopis, Goddess Durga is named Kama because she is the personification of the fulfillment of desires. When young girls worship her, she naturally grants their requests. O pious one, because of this advice from Garga Muni, the doe-eyed girls of Braja now worship Goddess Durga. Gargi asks, who engaged Radha in worshiping the sun god? Purnamasi replies, your father, Sandipani Muni. Gargi says, O noble lady, I have heard from my father's mouth that the association of these girls with their affectionate lover Krishna eventually leads to their separation from him. Purnamasi says, child, he tells the truth. Both he and I have arranged that Abhimanyu's mother Jatila and Govardhan's mother Burunda again and again place obstacles in the way of Radharani and Chandravali, these two crest jewels of adolescent girls. Gargi asks, why do you not bring the two sisters together? Purnamasi replies, I am afraid of wicked Kamsa's followers who are always roaming about. Gargi asks, does anyone else know of this unusual incident? Purnamasi replies, no one. I have told only Krishna's mother Yashoda and Balaram's mother Rohini. Only they know. A voice from behind the scenes says, Padma, get up from bed. Bhadra, stop making this crown of peacock feathers. Shama, stop stringing this flower garland. Lalita, don't crush this kumkum into powder. Vishaka, stop teaching the parrot to recite poetry. Saibya, stop braiding your hair. The dust raised by the hooves of the Surabhi cows has now entered the horizon. Purnamasi speaks, look, look! The dust from the cows and calves on the road creates a kind of darkness indicating that Krishna is returning home from the pasture. Also, the darkness of evening provokes the gopis to meet Krishna. Thus, the pastimes of Krishna and the gopis are covered by a kind of transcendental darkness and are therefore impossible for ordinary scholars of the Vedas to see. May the sweet sound of Lord Krishna's flute, his authorized messenger, be glorified, for it expertly releases Srimati Radharani from her shyness and attracts her from her home to the forest. A voice from behind the scenes says, Danya, you haven't decorated your left eye with mascara. Padma, you've placed your armlets on your ankles. Sarangi, you place tinkling bells on only one ankle. Polly, your belt is already beginning to slip. Lavangi, you put tilak markings meant for your forehead on your cheek. Kamala, you put red lac meant for the soles of your feet on your eyes. Don't run outside so quickly. Krishna's sweetly sounding flute is still far away. Gargi says, Lord Krishna is as splendid as the darkened evening sky. He is like a moon shining in Vrindavan, surrounded by the stars of the gopas and the splendid white moonlight of the cows. Purnamasi says with intense happiness, the dark luster of Krishna's body is charming. He holds a stick in his hand and his splendid hips are wrapped in a yellow silk dhoti. The great flood of his transcendental beauty rebukes the blue lotus flower. Enjoying pastimes with the gopis, he appears like a transformation of the opulence of transcendental love. Let us go to Yashoda Devi. They both exit. Thus ends the first part of Act 1.